The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 23 and 24, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 27, 1973, in London, England.
Translation: The soul can never be cut into pieces by any weapon, nor can he be burned by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by the wind.
So, here is another puzzle for the Western scientists. Because they are contemplating and accepting within this earth, another planet, there is no life. Because the atmosphere is different, they cannot live there. Now, take for example the sun planet, fiery planet. So, naturally we shall imagine that no living entity can live there. It is fiery planet. But Krishna says that naina dahati pavaka. The fire does not burn it. This is quite reasonable. Because the living entities are there, we can experience. Roughly, we see that we are on the land and the aquatic fishes there in the water. I cannot live within the water, neither the fish cannot live on the land. But from my experience, if we think that there is no living entity in the water, is it not raskallam? Similarly, these rascals are thinking from his own point of view. Because he cannot live within the fire or within the water. He is thinking there is no life within the fire. This is rascal. To refute these rascals, Krishna said, nainamadahati pavaka. Even within the fire, there are living entities. Therefore, Krishna says, I spoke, first of all, this Bhagavad Gita system to the sun god. Now, rascals will think that how there is a god and there is a person in the sun planet. They think like that. Everything from his own angle of vision. This is modern science. I cannot think of such thing, therefore there cannot be any such thing. Just like everything should be within my experience. This is why. They will never admit that what is your experience? You are imperfect, your senses are imperfect. How you can be perfectly experienced? It is not possible. Achinta. There are so many inconceivable powers acting on behalf of Krishna. What are you? You may cheat some people that you have become God. That is another thing. The inconceivable potency of Krishna, they are working differently. Srila Jiva Goswami says that unless we accept this principle that Krishna or God has got inconceivable power, achinta, shakti, we cannot understand. If we put Krishna within the jurisdiction of my limited understanding, that is not understanding of Krishna. Manushyanam sahasreshu kasya jayate siddha. That inconceivable power is also within us. We do not know. So many things are happening. The example as I gave many times, that the one nail was taken off, still it grew exactly to the size of the nail. In my personal body, the nail. So the doctors cannot make exactly fitting nail, but it is great, exactly to the size. Even it is inconceivable to me how it is going. Even my hair grows inconceivable, I do not know. I cut every week and it still grows. There are so many a little inconceivable power within me. I am part and parcel of God. Just imagine how much inconceivable power is there in Krishna. It is common sense. We understand from the Shastras that Krishna, as Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, he created water within this universe and lied down. Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. Now, we cannot conceive that how a person can produce water from the body like a sea and ocean. But if you think over little soberly, that sometimes we perspire, we get perspiration, that is water. In India you have got a special experience during summer season. Sometimes a small pot can be filled up with the water produced from my body, like this. Of course, one must be healthy man, then he'll perspire and water will come out from the body. So I'm limited. I'm only a small particle of Krishna's body, part and parcel. If I've got this power of producing water, maybe 1 grain or 2 grain or 1 ounce, Krishna has got unlimited power. Why not see? Where is the difficulty to understand? He can produce unlimited quantity of water, which may be known as ocean and sea. Yato vahimani bhutani jayanti. Then Veda says that from whom all these 5 elements have come into being. And Krishna says, Bhumi apa anala vayu khangmano buddhiri vacha ahankara iti yangmi vinna prakriti astadha. That is my energy. Everything is Krishna's energy. He can produce. Try to verify from the example, because you are little sample of Krishna. He can study what you are doing, what you are feeling, what you are acting. The same thing in unlimited quantity, Krishna has got the power. That's all. So, here it is said, Arjuna might be thinking that Krishna says this body is different from the soul. The soul is within. So now suppose when I place my soul on the body of my grandfather or my kinsman, the body will cut, and in the meantime the soul is within the body, it may be cut. Because the soul is there, by accidentally he may be cut. Therefore Krishna says very distinctly, Nainam chindanti shastrani, that soul cannot be cut. Any weapon, It cannot be pierced by your arrows. It cannot be cut into pieces by your sword. Or if you use firearms, it will not burn. Nairanga dahati pava. This is the position of Sahaja. Immutable, indestructible. Another, this is the negative description of the soul. Nainam chandanti sastrani, chindanti sastrani. Is there anything in this material world which cannot be cut into pieces? Have you got any experience? Take wood, stone, iron, or anything. It can be cut into pieces. Therefore, when Krishna says nainam chindanti sastrani, that means it is nothing like anything material element. It is different. Any material elements. There are earth, water, fire, air, and ether. You can prepare weapons from earth. Water you cannot do now, but there can be a weapon from the water also. That was used in the battle of Kurukshetra. Here, the atomic bomb is thrown, Brahmastra, from the other side, the watery astra is thrown, so that the energy of the atomic bomb is immediately finished. Now, what the scientists know now, they, although they have manufactured atomic bomb, but they are unable to manufacture another weapon, counteraction of atomic bomb. That is not possible. But there is. Atomic bomb is fiery, and if you manufacture another bomb, which is watery, then you can counteract. Because fight means I charge you with some kind of weapon, you have to protect yourself by the counteraction. That was going on. So, nainam chindanti sastrani, nainam dahati pava. So it is quite natural to understand that if there is living entity within the earth, within the water, even in the air, that we experience. Here there are so many living entities in the water, invisible, not seen by the naked eyes. By microscope you can see so many germs are there in the water, in the air. So why not in the fire? Fire is also one of the material elements. Therefore, the sun planet, although it is fiery planet, there is inhabitation of different type of human beings who may be called as demigods. But there are similar buildings, similar persons, cities, motor cars, everything. Everything is there. Otherwise, how Krishna could go there and says that imam vivasati yogam praktamana hamambayam. Unless it is exactly a planet like this, where living entities, houses, roads and cars and everything is there, as Krishna adventures himself within this planet, he came here, Krishna can go anywhere. Krishna, when was present, he was going anywhere. Sometimes within the water, sometimes within the walls of the universe, sometimes in the spiritual world, he went, the spiritual world, taking Arjuna with him. Arjuna also went with him. And he saw the Karunal Sai Vishnu in the spiritual world. These things are there, described in the Srimad Bhagavat. He could go anywhere. They were going to the heavenly planet. That is Krishna. Not Guruji. One slap and he is blind. Not like that. Krishna could go, Krishna can do. Oh, this is called omnipotent, all powerful. So unless we think of Krishna possessing inconceivable power, we cannot understand Krishna. Nainam chindanti sastrani, nainam dahati pava. Another study from this verse is that the Mayavadi philosophy, they say that spirit is one, the Supreme Spirit, impersonal. When the spirit is embodied, it becomes individual. This is their philosophy. Otherwise, they give the example, just like there is water on the sea, it is also sustained on the earth, a big mass of water. And on that water, you can put one boat or ship full of water. And on that boat, you put another, a cup of water. And in the cup of water, you put another pot, a small cup or small utensil, or in the skin of a grain, there that will also contain. So their philosophy is that the water is one, but according to the pot or container, it becomes small and big. This is their philosophy. And when the container is broken, then the whole water becomes one. This is their philosophy. Now this nonsense philosophy is refuted in this verse. How? Because spirit, either you take whole spirit or part spirit, nainam chindanti sastrani. You cannot divide it by cutting into pieces. That is not perfect. So their philosophy is that the water has been put into different pot, therefore we see this small water, this smaller or bigger distribution. But they are all individual, always. It is not that it has been divided. Mamivamsa jiva bhuta jiva loka sanatana. Sanatana. Sanatana means eternally they are divided. It is not that it has been divided by some means, just like we keep water in big pot or small pot. That is not possible. They are big or small eternally. Vishnu tattva, jiva tattva. The jiva tattva, they are small fragments. They are eternal. Vishnu tattva. Vishnu tattva means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishnu tattva is unlimitedly great, eternal, sanatana. And the jiva tattva, they are infinitesimally smaller, eternally, not that it has been cut into small and big, no. So this Mayavadi theory cannot stand here if we accept the Bhagavad Gita statement. Nainam chindanti sastra. It is not divided by some means. No. It is already divided. It is already divided. Neither the small piece of soul or the big piece of soul you can divide. Nainam chindanti sastra. Nainam dahati pavaka. Nachainam kredayanti apo. Nasusahiti maruta. There are earth, water, fire, air. So none of these material things can act on the soul. It is not that because air dries up everything, anything. Big ocean is dried up by evaporation. Big river, big lakes are evaporated. But the soul cannot be evaporated. Nainam so sayati maru. This is the distinction. The air can evaporate a big ocean. That's why it is being done. As the days will go on, the sea water will be evaporated. And at the end there will be no water. These are the statements. Towards destruction, there will be no water. Just like now it is already begun. There is scarcity of water, no rainfall. So we see that the lakes and rivers and other water reservoirs, they are becoming dried up. Sometimes they are telling that river, what is that lake? Drying up. So there must be dry up and there must be supply. Nature's way, that is the way. But with the advancement of Kali Yuga, there will be scarcity of supply, but the water will dry up gradually. The result will be there will be no water. As there will be no water, everything, all living entities, vegetation, living being, everything will finish, will die. For hundreds of years there will be no water. And then, when everything is finished, dried up, burned into ashes, the sunshine, the glare of the sunshine will be 12 times increased. And there will be water, how one can live? So everything on this planet will be finished. And then, being warmer, warmer, there will be fire. And the fire, all planets of the universe will be burnt into ashes. Then there will be rainfall. Another. For 100 years. So the whole universe will be filled up with water. Then it will be evaporated and the whole universe, cosmic manifestation, finished. This is called annihilation. So, in Bhagavad Gita, there is a statement that when everything is annihilated, the spiritual world is not annihilated. Now vinakkhati. So as the spiritual world does not annihilate, similarly the soul is spirit. By any such disturbances, the soul is never annihilated, abhor, indestructible, immutable. So Krishna is explaining in different ways the nature of the soul. We have to take it seriously, then we get perfect knowledge. Next verse, you can.
This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble, and can be neither burned nor dried. He is everlasting, all-pervading, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same.
So, this is another way, negative way. In the previous verse, Krishna says, Nainam chindanti sastrani. Now, negatively or passively it is said that achindayam. And every way Krishna is suggesting the immortality of the soul, there are 5 elements, earth, water, fire, air. So, none of these elements can act on the soul. You can prepare sword, cutting sword from earth, from metal, but it does not mean that you can cut anything material with your sword, but you cannot cut the spirit soul with your sword or with your other material weapons. Neither achidnayam padajyam, neither you can burn with fire, neither you can moisten it with water, neither you can dry. In every respect, Krishna explains how soul is immutable. Another significance is nitya sarvagataha. Sarvagataha means all pervading, everywhere the soul is there. Even within the stone, even within the sand, there. How these people can say there is no existence of living entity in the moon planet? Sarvagata. We have seen sometimes that from the stone I have marked it, there is one, Juma Masjid in Agra. On the top of the stone dome, a plant has come out on the top. Now, who has gone to place that seed, that a banyan tree, banyan plant has come out, and it has cracked the stone. So nobody has gone there. But this means the soul is everywhere. As soon as it gets the opportunity, it accepts a material body. As soon as there is opportunity. Just like you get visa for going to a foreign country, as soon as the visa period is over, the visa department immediately reminds you, sir, your visa is finished, now you must go. You must go out. So the whole, the Punya Lok, the higher planetary system, the Sabga Lok, you can go there by your pious activities, by performing big, big yogas, punya, pious activities, go there. But, kine punya puno bhakta lokam visanti. When your punya, which is also a limited thing, when it is finished, you have to come back. It is said that when they come back on this planet, they come through the water, showers, and they fall down on this earth. Again they begin their life as grass and something like that. Evolution. Therefore, this elevation to the higher planetary system, Krishna condemns them. Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartino arjuna. My dear Arjuna, even if you go to the higher planetary system, the Brahma Loka, to live for many millions of years, still when your asset of pious activity will be finished, you will have to come back here. So, but he again said, madhyama bhaktya punar janma vidyate, that if you try to come back to my place, then you will not come back. So, the kurmis, karmakandya, they are trying to be elevated to the heavenly planet, higher planetary system. That is not a very good idea. You can go to the higher planetary system by your pious activities. First of all, the modern age, the people are so much impious, sinful, that is not also possible. They may go down. Jagannath guna vittista adhogacchanti tamasa. They are covered with ignorance. The ignorance is mind, woman and meat eating. So they are going down. There is no possibility of going higher planetary system. Not possible. Who will go to the higher planetary system? Urdhaṁ gacchanti sattva-svā, urdhaṁ means higher. Only those who are pious, they can be elevated. So even if you are pious, still you have to come back again. This is the process. So sarvagata. Sarvagata means a soul is free to go anywhere. Anywhere. Full freedom. As he wants. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. The jānti deva vṛtā devān pitrīn jānti pitrī vṛtā bhūten jā jānti bhūtāni mad jājino pi jānti mā. As you like. It is up to you. Make your selection. Where you want to be. You have somehow or other, you have come here. That's all right. But Krishna gives you chance to be elevated to any planetary system you like. Ultimately, if you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, that is also given. Everything. Madhyajino pijanti ma. So if you want to go to the moon planet, there is no need of this Sputnik. There is a process. So that after this body, you become elevated to the moon planet. Why should you make a research for and become futile research going to the moon? You just prepare yourself. There are different processes. If you want to go to the moon planet, you can go. If you want to go to the heavenly planet, you can go. Similarly, if you want to go to the planet where Krishna is, you can go. The sane man, intelligent man, should consider that if I have to prepare myself for going, for being elevated to the higher planetary system, but we have to come back again, khine punne puno martalava. Why not endeavor for going back to Krishna? That is intelligence. Thank you very much.